it's really like a kind of a collaboration with every artist in the city.
Chicago-based artist Theaster Gates describes Sanctum, a public art project that seeks to pull together a diverse array of Bristol performers and provide continuous sound for over 552 hours.
That's what the work is. A big amplifier of Bristol.
Bristol will be amplified from a temporary structure built from reclaimed materials and situated in the shell of the 14th century Temple Church, which was hit in a bombing raid in 1940.
The bricks under our feet are from the Salvation Army Citadel, 19th century Citadel, which was demolished earlier this year.
Claire Doherty is the director of the Arts Commissioning Group Situations. She persuaded Theaster Gates to come to the city.
And also some timbers here from Farr's warehouse, an old sugar merchant's warehouse on the harbour. It's absolutely the principles of Theaster's work, which is that you use what you have. So not only is the materials to build this structure from Bristol, but the performers and the programme are all drawn from Bristol and what we have here. He visited the city and was immediately drawn to Temple Church, partly because this was once a site of not only faith, but gathering and connection and social cohesion, and perhaps we might breathe life into it and see what happens.
That's how it fits into the space. That's fascinating. It's Gaudi-esque.
Writer, storyteller and historian Edson Burton has lived in Bristol for 20 years. I met up with him as the finishing touches were being made to Sanctum.
It's magical. You know, it has this sort of magical, stuck-together quality about it, as if it could take off. And how it fits into the church structure, it's just perfect.
Edson, we've just stepped inside your first time inside this space. What do you think?
There are just so many different parts of Bristol that have been brought here, and it feels almost arc-like. The sanctum within the sanctum. That's, I think, you know, it's perfect for a different kind of reflection. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some alarm clock set to just come down at 3 o'clock and do something quite weird and see some magic happen at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
The exact programming of Sanctum is a closely guarded secret. You might encounter a choir at tea time, a drum and pipe band at first light, pop stars at noon or dubstep in the dead of night. Visitors to the site during Verity Standen's performances will be in for a particularly intimate one-to-one performance.
What's this that you've brought along with you today?
I have brought along a selection of tuning forks that I will be using in my performance as part of Sanctum. We will be doing an intimate performance with singing and tuning forks for one person at a time. And throughout the performance, they are bathed in the sound of voice and the sound of these tuning forks. And it's very intimate, it's very close to their ears, so they get to hear absolutely all of the little details.
Can I have a listen?
You can, yeah. What you do is you hit. So what I'm doing there is I'm hitting the fork. The vibrations are working, and I'm placing my mouth over the top of it and changing the shape of my mouth, which of course changes the shape of the sound. It sounds quite alien-like, I think.
Why did you want to get involved in this project?
I think Bristol is bursting at the seams with incredible musicians, of really diverse people creating wonderful, unusual music and performance. And I can't think of a better way of sounding the city, really. Bristol is special in that way, I'd say.
Hello!
Sara Zoltash has been part of Bristol's music scene since arriving as an 18-year-old student. She knows that a woman singing the Islamic call to prayer may be seen as provocative, but hopes Sanctum will celebrate a new spirituality in a very ancient place of worship.
I really hope that connecting the sound of Bristol to the spirit of Bristol will leave a lasting mark on the minds of people who live here now and people who visit to see Sanctum. I think that in this time, anything that brings our souls together is of the highest value, and to understand that our soul moves through sound is the greatest gift that Theaster could have given us.